Presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest today in the studio, Kevin Vaughn from Pyro Paradise, has locations in Caseville and Caro. And hopefully we'll get a bang out of this show.
We're talking
fireworks and the legalities of it. They changed in the last couple of years, and people are just now getting used to all the changes and don't have to go all the way to Toledo to get some.
Right. It's nice to buy them right here in our home state.
And we're going to be talking about laws, what's legal, what's not, and how the law just keeps growing and
changing and adapting to the situations at hand.
Because when they started this, they thought they had all the contingencies, and things pop up, and they every time we have an election, the clerk at the courthouse tells me, well, let's see what they changed this time. So,
sure.
So I imagine you're going through the same growing pains.
You know, I tell you what, last year was a great season. I think that the communities out there, they had a great time with fireworks. We all heard them going off. It was very festive. It was very pretty to watch them. I mean, obviously, fireworks are very near and dear to me. It was my hobby. Then I turned it into a business. But
and you just don't sell the commercial ones to the folks who on the beach. You do the professional ones.
That is correct.
For communities as well. So yep. your business is twofold in that regard.
Right. I'm actually a licensed pyrotechnician. I do shoot professionally. I shoot the professional grade shells for your 4th of July shows. Maybe someone wants to have a backyard barbecue, and I will actually pull permits and come and actually do a professional show for someone. But, you know, when we talk about what's legal here in the state of Michigan, we're talking about the consumer grade fireworks. It's Class C, and that's what you find at your local stores and under your tents and so forth.
Used to be just sparklers and smoke bombs, basically.
Well, and fountains. Yeah, the ground based material.
Nothing that would shoot up or was too powerful of an explosive.
That is correct. And now we're talking about aerial artillery shells, multi-shot cakes, little airplanes that take off and they go up and they explode, and they're very colorful and festive. And as you were saying, I mean, everybody used to travel to Ohio or Indiana and get that stuff and bring it back. And, you know, the state was very smart and they captured that revenue. And, you know, the way they got the law passed is that they started talking about continuing education for firefighters and for fire departments, because the state has significantly reduced the amount of revenue generated to our local fire departments for continuing education. And so what they said was, not only are we going to have the regular 6% sales tax on the product, we are also going to have an additional 6% sales tax, but that money is going to go to the firefighter fund. So that was very near and dear to the fire marshal in Lansing. There was a tremendous amount of revenue generated this past season for fire departments, and that money was being distributed, you know, whenever they see fit to distribute the money is being distributed. Guys are now going out getting continuing education, like myself. I'll give you an example. The cars out there, they're changing, different steel, these electric cars and so forth. And when there's a horrible crash and we have to use the jaws of life to free a victim from a vehicle, we need to know where to cut, what type of steel is located where. And so when they sent five of us guys down for continuing ed on those types of cars, and, you know, that's pretty pricey for your local municipalities to come up with that type of revenue to send firefighters.
An electric car, you got to know where to cut.
Well, absolutely. Those batteries are huge. Absolutely, yeah.
And if there's flipped over, there can be a problem with that.
Oh, there's absolutely. There's all kinds of stuff. We did advanced training for airbags. That's really common out there now, to have to lift something off a victim. That's very heavy, and there's a proper way to do it. You bet.
Now, do you get... Do you have to inform people when they're buying, you know, about that extra 6%? You know, they think, I got a $10 in there. Why isn't it just 60 cents for tax on this? Is it $1.20?
Boy, I'll tell you what, if I ever got a question in my stores, that was the question. It's like, hey, wait a minute, that's not right. Oh, hold on a second, there's a 12% tax on this. And I actually have a sign in my building that explains 6% sales tax, 6% firefighter tax. So, yeah, that was without a doubt, almost, I'll bet you I answer that 24 times a day.
Because, it, you know, people get it in their heads. This is what on a dollar you pay, and when it doesn't add up, people just have little bells go off in
absolutely
their head saying, ding, 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 what's
yep
going on here?
People are budgeting their money, and when they, you know, when they come in and buy X amount of dollars, like you say, they've got a set amount. Okay, I can spend this amount of money, and then, you know, you've tacked on an extra, like, whoa, wait a minute, that's not quite right. Yep, it is. So, but it's a great thing for the state. You know, these fireworks are a great thing. I understand that, you know, some people have some concerns out there, and of course some of these local municipalities have adopted what has been allowed in the law for restricting the use and discharge of consumer grade fireworks, and truly it's hard for me to decide which side of the fence I'm on, because I certainly see their point, but yet I see my point, and you know, I try to be unbiased, if you will. I mean, it's my livelihood.
That gives it a different edge for you.
Absolutely.
You don't want to be legislated out of business either.
That's absolutely correct. You bet. And you know, people ask me all the time, all right, Kevin, what's the rules? What's the laws out there? And I guess I want to take the moment and make it very crystal clear to the general public of what is legal and what isn't legal. And the first thing I want to say is, if you're going to plan a party, go check with your local municipalities. Ask them, what is our ruling on consumer grade fireworks? When is it legal for me to shoot them? Because not all these local municipalities have adopted these policies and procedures that the state has set forward for local government to implement. So let me.
And what you don't know can come back to bite you when the officer comes in and says, the ordinance says,
absolutely,
you are not supposed to be doing this at this time, and I'm going to stand here and write this thing up.
Yeah, right, exactly. And that is unfortunate. In the part that I. And I'm, let me read this directly out of the Michigan state law, okay? This is out of the Fireworks Act law that was implemented a year ago, and it's Section 7. Subsection 2, and it says, a local unit of government may enact an ordinance regulating the ignition, discharge, and use of consumer fireworks. However, an ordinance enacted under this subsection shall not regulate the use of consumer fireworks on the day preceding, the day of, or the day after a national holiday.
So basically, the day of, day after, day before.
Yep.
It's legal.
That's correct.
Now,
no matter where you are.
No matter where you are. But some cities will say, you know, that is our ordinance. So 2 days later, when you've got spares left over and you start firing them off, the officer
you
can come
might
around.
You might get a hello from your friendly officer. You're absolutely right.
And these are things you need to know. So
yes,
the last day you can do it. You
right
get rid of all the ones you
absolutely
want to get rid of.
And right now, there is no shooting hours right now. Now, there is a proposal or conversation in the House that they are talking about having the Senate approve about time restrictions. Say, I can't remember exactly what it is, either midnight to 8 a.m. or 1 a.m. till 8 a.m., something of that nature.
1 until 8 a.m. according to the story.
Okay. Yep. And that does, and that has not been approved yet, but it is under review for sure.
And you need to be abreast of the latest laws. They do change, like say they find a problem or have a concern and they
sure
try to address it, and
mm-hmm
being caught unaware doesn't stop the ticket.
That's correct. But also on the flip side of that too, this law protects the consumer from someone saying, "Hey, you know, you're in violation of a noise ordinance," even though it is the day before, the day of, the day after. This law protects the consumer and says, no, this supersedes any noise ordinances and so forth. So the way the law was written, and it was very nicely written, it protects the consumer and allows them the day before, the day of, the day after. And I believe there are 10 national holidays in a calendar year.
And some of them you probably like New Year's Day, you really aren't out there shooting off fireworks.
You know, you'd be surprised at how many people are shooting fireworks in the middle of wintertime. You would be surprised.
But on New Year's Day, you wouldn't be doing it now between 1 and 8 a.m. That might cut that back in the near future.
Yep, exactly. You're absolutely right. And, you know, again, last year, looking at what customers were buying and they were shooting, they were having a tremendous amount of fun. It is festive. It is very nice to see the colors out there, something we haven't been able to see. But what I really want to drive home to the end user is, please be respectful to your neighbor. Your neighbor's property is important to them. May not be too important to you, but it's important to them. And, you know, as the guy shooting them off, you have a responsibility to be watching out for your neighbor and his property. If you think that you're, you know, the fallout zone, if you will, is landing on your neighbor's boat cover and maybe going to put little pin burn marks if it happens, you know, you are responsible for that. I mean, you are responsible for what you do.
Just get a sparkler anywhere close to a nylon windbreaker.
Oh, my.
You will see how fast it can happen.
Does it go?
Well, I mean, it's just little pinholes everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just...
You know, and I have...
like wearing Swiss cheese.
I have a trampoline in my backyard. And, you know, of course, I shoot fireworks. And I actually live in town, and I live within the city limits. And, you know, I've noticed some pin marks through the mat on my trampoline. And, you know, my kids are like, where'd that come from? Well, remember them fireworks we were shooting the other night? That's what that's from. So, and normally most of it is out after the color goes out in the sky. Most of it is out, but there are some remnants that do fall. Some of them are warm, so you need to be conscientious of where you're shooting, because your neighbor is not going to appreciate a whole bunch of little burn marks on his solar cover on his swimming pool.
And I assume the law says it's legal to shoot them off. It doesn't, you know, in any way take away your liability if you're doing damage to your neighbor's property by doing this. That's a whole other statute, I assume.
I would assume so, but I guess I would assume it's just like anything else. You know, whatever you damage to somebody else's property, you're liable.
You make a bonfire and it spreads to your neighbor's garage. Yeah, you're responsible.
Exactly. Absolutely. And I know that animals, you know, a lot of animals don't like the fireworks. And so I guess, you know, what I always tell everybody is, hey, you know, put your dog in a kennel and lock up the barn, and hopefully the goats and the chickens don't get out.
Yeah, I know we get the pet patrol stuff here at the station, lost dogs. And I remember last year, like 4th of July, you know, got scared by the fireworks and took off.
It's like, that's,
you know, can you find them? And a lot of these people are from, you know, downstate, and they're trying to find their dogs.
And
it gets to be a sad thing. So
yeah, I guess I never thought about that, but that's a valid point for sure. So yeah. Well, I know that I was really pleased with the way things went last year. I know that there's not as many vendors this year. There are the licensing that I checked last year. There was 996 licenses applied at the state. And this year when I checked, the last time I checked, there was just about 450. It was almost half of the licenses applied
but
for.
But they did make some restrictions on people who come into town for 3 days and put up a tent and stuff. There were some things in the law that, you know, you had to get that didn't make it quite as easy as in the past.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's absolutely right. There is a $10 million general liability insurance policy that you have to have.
Well, that sounds cheap.
It's really cheap, let me tell you.
Especially when you're dealing with explosives.
And I'll tell you something else. See, last year, the insurance company, general liability companies, they really weren't prepared for the rush of fireworks stores and tents that popped up. Well, let me tell you what.
Because they tend to be last minute transient. They come in and they go, and, you know, and they're not thinking about this 3 months down the road.
That's right.
I got to pay this right up when I'm about ready to sell them so I can pay it back before the bill comes in.
That's right. Well, let me tell you what. The insurance company's caught up this year. Unfortunately, I looked at my bill and went, oh, that's going to hurt. So.
But I imagine it's based on their formula and their loss ratios and all the rest. They have to cover their things too.
It's just like anything. I mean, they have to. That's all amortized out, I would imagine. They've computed all of that stuff.
And the more risk there is to a business, the more you're going to pay, I assume.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, this year we just went through Memorial Day weekend, and I've already seen a reduction in sales. I don't know if the newness or the novelty has worn off a little bit, or it was just the weather was so darn cold and windy.
We had a really warm spring last year. Got people thinking summer, and by Memorial Day, thought it was the 4th of July.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right, because I remember working on my store in Caseville in the end of March, and it was like 80, 82 degrees. It was crazy. So I think you're right, but I know this past Memorial Day was not nice. And we were in Caseville. Yes, there were still fireworks being shot off. People were still out and about, but they weren't really in summertime campfire, you know, let's have a good time mode. So,
but this is the same. You open a restaurant in the first day, everybody sits down, and then you get your regulars.
Right. Absolutely. And I am very thankful for my recurring business. It's funny to see all the people that I haven't seen for, you know, 6-8 months. They're all back in, and they're so glad that the store's open, and you know, they're stocking up, and they've already started planning their 4th of July shows.
Does the regulations they put into place with the new level of fireworks that are allowed, did it take some of the ones that still wouldn't be covered? And, you know, because when some of these things came in, you know, for 3-4 days, and you look right at what was in the packets, it's like, this doesn't look like it really all applies to this state. And, you know, maybe some of this stuff really wouldn't even fly today. So I was just wondering if this kind of really set the bar consistently that what's out there is what's safe.
Yes, absolutely. Let's make sure that we're clear on that too. The professional grade is Class B material.
Yeah,
and it is in no way, shape, or form to get into the hands of the average individual. It is, the ATF has zero personality about that. I mean, they don't even crack a smile.
Well, no, there's Homeland Security, all the stuff going on. They need to absolutely know who's got these types of chemicals and stuff around.
Oh, absolutely. And they are tightening their restrictions, and they're doing their checks just more and more and more frequently. And I will say this right now. There are no M80s. There are no cherry bombs that are legal.
Okay, see, that was one thing I was going to ask, because I remember those as a kid.
Oh, everybody does.
And those things could blow stuff up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they weren't, you know, messing around.
Yeah, absolutely. No, there are, and I get it all the time. They're like, all right, where's the M80s? Hey, where's them cherry bombs? I don't mess with it. Don't want nothing to do with it.
But we, you know, they're remembering it as kids like I am.
Sure.
That, you know, this is what we had back then,
right?
And this is what you shot
right
off.
That's right. But everyone needs to realize that none of that stuff is legal.
And how many times you got disappointed when it was one of those little smoke bomb things and you thought it was a cherry bomb? Because I looked around and
yeah,
there was
right
somewhere red, and it's
right
like, no,
exactly.
No, no.
Yeah, nope, that doesn't work. So, no, and today the fireworks that are out there, they're all consumer grade. They're Class C. They're rated 1.4G. They've all been inspected when they come in from China into the ports, and so they really tightened down the guidelines and what can be brought in and so forth. And anything that they think is overloaded, they pull it right out, and it gets stopped right at customs.
But even what is legal, you have to respect.
Oh,
I mean, if
you
it
bet
goes off in your hand, you're going to have a little damage there. I mean, it may not take all your fingers off, but
right,
you can have, and if you're holding two or three at a time,
yeah,
it's multiplied. It's not just
that's
the one.
Right. Yeah, people absolutely need to respect these fireworks that are out there, and that's why the law states, and it's very clearly in this law, it says you may not use fireworks while you are under the influence of alcohol. It is against the law to do that. So,
that's right next to the one where it says you're not supposed to drive and not supposed
right
to operate a boat under.
Yes,
we know.
Or have firearms and all that stuff. Yeah, I know, you're absolutely right. So, people really need to be aware of what they have in their hands, and don't be misled by the size of it, because the stuff that I sell, I tell people, now listen, these are good mortar shells. These are not sissies. And I use that terminology, and I tell guys, and they kind of chuckle, and they all come back and they go, wow, those are great. And they are. They're very nice, but respect them.
Do they come with instructions on the packet? Because, you know, those mortar type things, last place you want to be is looking down at them.
Oh, right.
When you light them.
Oh,
I mean,
right.
Because, you know, there's danger
right
just in that.
And, right.
And then you've got kids. You got to make sure they're far enough away because they're curious as well. And, you know, what's going to happen? And all of a sudden you've got disaster.
Right. Well, you know, and when you light the green, it's a green cannon fuse. It's actually a safety fuse. It burns very, very slow. I believe, seems to me like it's 12 inches, a foot every 20 seconds, if I'm not mistaken, is how it is. And most of your mortar shells, they will have about a 12-inch fuse on them. So you have plenty of time to get away from them. And when that green fuse is lit, you know it's lit. There is no ambiguity out there that that thing is going because it's a bright spark. I mean, you can certainly see it. But people need to be aware of what they have and make sure that your product is secured down. Now, I don't tell people this because my attorney strongly advised me not to tell people, but what I do with my own personal stuff is I get a sheet of plywood or OSB board, and then I'll take my launch tubes. They have a 4-inch by 4-inch wood pedestal, two drywall screws, and I just zip it down to the board, and that way I make sure my tubes don't fall over. So that's how Kevin handles his stuff.
So they don't go on a 45-degree angle pointed at your great room.
Right, exactly. Or the backside of your neighbor's garage.
Your deck.
The neighbor's gazebo.
Propane canister on your barbecue grill.
That's for sure.
All the other things you don't want it to go near.
That's right. And the guys that are out doing their own shows, a lot of them do tell me that they will take a 4x8 sheet of OSB board or something and lay it down, because they all say, you know, we want a nice, hard, flat surface. Shooting in the grass, shooting off your gravel driveway is probably not the best option. I would choose the board. It's solid, it's flat. It's a good firm surface for the fireworks to be discharged.
Do you find that people follow the rules, or are you finding that for the most part people are being conscientious about it? Because, you know, we get the idea they wouldn't sell it if it wasn't safe.
Correct.
And, you know, and that opens a whole can of worms as to appropriateness.
Right, and open to interpretation to the individual that's using them. But no, I do. I think that people are very much aware of what they're doing. I think that, and I know last year people were saying around the 4th of July time, is it too dry?
That's another question. It isn't a problem.
Not this season. Not right now.
We have dry spells and the grass is brown and everything else, and especially when you get almost to Labor Day.
Right.
You know, the grass tends to brown out around that time, and lighting this stuff up, that's fire, and it's not going to go out.
That's right.
And it can ignite.
You know, and that's a very good point. I would be very cautious around a dried winter wheat field or a winter wheat field that has been cut, and, you know, you have that the dries, that I think it's called a chaff, I believe is what it's called, that's laying down inside. That stuff is very tender, can ignite. Most of the composition of Class C fireworks is out when it hits the ground. But, you know, obviously there's stuff happens. I mean, it just happens. I did do some checking with, mostly in Tuscola County, because I'm on the fire department in Tuscola County. I checked with several fire chiefs there, and I asked specifically at a meeting, how many fire-related calls did any of you have that were directly related to fireworks? And I only had one, and that was in Reese, and they said we had a small ditch fire that come up. And I thought that was pretty impressive.
Because I had heard people were, you know, concerned that they were, you know, lighting them off and driving by and throwing them in the ditch, and if it's dry, you can end up with a grass fire.
You bet. Absolutely. And, you know, so people say, oh, you know, it's really dangerous. It's dry. It's going to start my field on fire. Well, you know, it may be true. I mean, obviously anything can happen. But, you know, last year around the 4th of July time, it was pretty dry, if my memory serves me correctly. It was fairly dry. And I was pleased to hear that there was only one specific case that could be recalled that it was directly related to fireworks.
Is there a penalty for adulterating the fireworks to make them more powerful, combining them together in a different container, that type of thing? It just seems like it would be ripe. We had a case here where, and the logic leaves me how anyone thought they could do this, but they had a, Keysville fire chief had a field fire where somebody was trying to shoot a marine flare out of a shotgun. I mean, you know,
you're kidding.
It's you know, it's amazing what people come up with.
Wow.
And it's like, you know, is it in the law that you're supposed to leave them as is because that's the way they're legal?
Yeah, you are not to modify a firework in any way, shape, or form. I'm not sure how you would. At least I don't think I'd, I don't, I've never tried it. I've never seen it done. I don't think I'd want to have my hands on it when it, when you're doing that, just because anything can happen. I kind of like my fingertips the way they are.
I can just see people with a little knife trying to cut them open and get the powder out and do what they can with them.
I would hope that the general public uses,
I'm not giving anybody ideas here. I'm just, you know,
I understand.
Come to mind and, you know, no matter what I can come up with, I'm going to find, in the end, people with even weirder ideas.
Oh, you know, yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, people do come up with their own ideas. And when I hear stuff like that, I discourage it as best that I possibly can, because you don't want to hurt someone. You don't want to destroy someone's property. But above all, and this always seems to be the case, is that a little child somehow, some way is affected. And that's what's disheartening. It really is.
And most of the times, these are used as part of festivities.
Absolutely.
The last thing you want is a tragedy.
That's absolutely right.
When you're being festive.
That's right. Safety is number one. That's why I preach, set them on your board, drywall screw down your tubes, make it as safe as possible. I even have told some guys, well, I don't, you know, I have the tubes here that I'm using, but they don't have this base. Well, I've even told people, you know what, get a 5-gallon bucket and put some sand in it and, you know, seat your tube in that. I mean, I've done that myself at the house for some of them that don't have a good base to them. And because I don't want the stuff tipping over. I mean, I have two little boys, and you know, they're always right in there with Dad. In fact, my two little boys are my test dummies for my novelty items, and I'm like, here, you know, let's go see what this does. Tell me if you like this or not, because to me, it's not that big of a deal. But to a 10, 12-year-old little boy, that some of that stuff is pretty cool.
Yeah, we had the like ash snakes that you
light them up.
And they'd come out and they'd wiggle around and stuff. I remember those as a kid.
Oh, and you know, now they've really improved those. Now they've got colored snakes.
Oh.
And they have glow-in-the-dark snakes. So, oh, we're really high-tech in the snake department.
Wow. I thought they were cool back then when I was 5 or 6. But okay. If people have questions about what the law is in their community, because it varies.
It does.
Caseville City has the restrictive times for the holiday, day before, day of, day after.
Correct.
Bad Axe does. Not all the townships may have adopted this.
That's correct.
You need to contact your local authorities, maybe your fire chief, just to know what's going on.
Yeah, your fire chief should know in that local area.
The same way you'd go for a burning permit, just let them, and it kind of gives them an idea, you know, if they hear a call on that, well, there was fireworks going to be lit off there, they get an idea of what they're coming into.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, by all means, check. And this is, I guess this is probably my only concern, the way the law is written right now, and I know you'll understand this. If you have a city limits and the township that butt up, and you have a road that divides them, the guy on the left side that is in the city limits, they may have adopted the ruling here from the state that says only the day before, the day of, the day after. But the guy on the right side of the road, he's in the township, and the township hasn't done it. And, you know, because it's country, it's wide open space. And that guy across the street, he can shoot him off whenever he wants to, you know. So that in itself, that is a little disheartening. I would like to see that changed. I would like to see it that it we get a statewide rule myself. You know, we can't shoot Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever, but Friday, Saturday, you know, have at it. Yeah, but we're not shooting past 1 o'clock any longer. You know, I would like to see it so it's a statewide ruling. That way there's no ambiguity between consumer, between police officer, everyone knows the rules.
You can post it in the store. I mean, those types of things. You can't post for every community.
That's right.
Store.
Absolutely.
But if it was, as you say, statewide, this is the way it is. You could post, this is when they're legal to go.
Absolutely.
Please follow this.
Right. Absolutely. And Michigan has done a good job compared to other states. There's some other states that their restrictions are a lot tighter than Michigan's, and they don't do the 10 national holidays. They just say you have 11 days around the 4th of July, and that's it. So that would really be too bad. So,
well, but you know,
what? Yeah, I know.
They probably had their own problems in the past and made that restriction and you know,
well, and
never changed it.
That's correct. I mean, there are other states, and I'm just using this example. This is off topic, but deer hunting. There's other states that you only get, I believe it's 5 to 7 days or something for deer hunting for firearm, and you know, look how much we get here in Michigan. You know, we get a lot.
We need 3 times the amount here to get rid of them. I'm tired of seeing them on the side of the road when I'm coming to work.
That is too bad. That is too bad. I agree with that. That's a waste.
And I'm not talking the ones in the ditch. I'm talking the ones that are
standing
up,
on there
staring
waiting.
At me with their green eyes glowing.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. But dents all over your car.
Been there, done that. Now, you mentioned before we got onto the show, there is a way people can actually get a copy of the law. I know it's legalese and...
Right.
You'll have to kind of look through it and pick it out, but it is there in a couple of pages form, and you can review it and get an idea of what is legal, what isn't, and
absolutely.
Then if somebody tries to tell you what you're doing isn't legal, you've got a piece of paper that says, look at the law.
That's right. If you go to the Bureau of Fire Service website, it's right on their home page, and you can actually print off a copy of the law that I have here in my hand. That clearly states in Section 7 what I just read. It's a PDF file. Just hit print. It'll come right out. It's probably, I don't know, 8-10 pages. And
they are a good agency that would update it if any of these other time changes
absolutely.
Come in there. It would be done rather quickly and would get it out to the people to let them know.
And that way there's no ambiguity of what the law reads. Again, just check with your local municipalities to find out when you can shoot them. That's the big concern. And by all means, be courteous to your neighbor. It's huge. I tell everybody.
Are there things you should have nearby when you're doing this? I mean, comes to mind, a bucket of water, maybe a fire extinguisher.
Oh.
Are there things that you could recommend, you know, just don't go out there and do this. Have a little safety in mind. Be a little prepared in case crazy happens.
Absolutely. I mean, it is, as any incidents, be prepared. See the unseen. I guess is a great way to see that. Having a garden hose ready to go and just laying there already charged, you bet. There's nothing wrong with that. Having a bucket of water, if you're by that winter wheat field, sure, you can always walk out and just pour a little bit of water on that area, and you've saved a lot of problems.
These types of fireworks, water is a good way to handle them all. You know, you get like a grease fire or something, water isn't necessarily the way to go.
No.
I didn't know if it's chemically, you know, some of these things might
react
too well to water.
Water is the best. Even if something happens to one of your cakes, like one of the boxes, the multi-shot devices, I've noticed that after I've shot some of them stay warm and there's embers burning down inside of them. Just take a 5-gallon bucket of water and dump on top of them, and they're done. It's all done. So
because it seems like a fire extinguisher, you might accidentally blow the thing off the stand, and you know what I mean.
I understand.
And then you've just magnified the problem.
Water is by far the best way to do it. You bet. Okay. It's out. Nothing. There's no composition there that's going to continue to burn, even when water is applied to it. It's once it's wet, it's going to be done, for sure.
Okay, that's a good thing to know. Just keep a bucket handy or the hose, and you're ready to go as long as you're within hose reach.
Yeah, well, right, exactly. And a lot of times people that are doing it in their backyard, they can, having a 75-foot of garden hose is not that uncommon. So, yeah.
Is this something that you should probably, if you're renting, check with the real homeowner
whether
they want that stuff going on? Because I mean, they might not want to have the next person come in and find all your spent shells laying around there. I mean,
oh sure,
you have to police, and there'd probably be other restrictions they'd want to put on you.
I absolutely agree with you. Again, it goes right back to use common sense, be courteous to your neighbor, find out where you're at, where your neighbor's property lines are. Look at what your fallout zone is going to be. Make sure those hots aren't falling over there. And always, I tell my customers in Caseville especially this, let them go down to the beach. and they fire off next to the beach. Well, you know, they have rockets, and there may be some shell debris, or there may be some, I want to say wadding. It's just a round piece of cardboard that goes down in the tube. Those don't burn up when you shoot them. And pick up those waddings, pick up the sticks off of the rockets that may have gone out into the water, and just pick them up and keep our beaches clean. That certainly helps with your neighbor and him understanding, you know, you using fireworks, even if he doesn't particularly care for them. So,
yeah, that's PR for the
absolutely
for advocating the use of the fireworks is to just
right.
Clean up after yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I imagine if you go to a campground, you can ask the guy at the campground place, you know, what's the rules around here?
I can tell you the rules in a campground. Just about all of them are absolutely no fireworks in a campground. They don't even like sparklers, to tell you the truth. Because of tents, kids running around.
And close proximity to each other. I mean, you're camping on top of each other.
Yep. Exactly, and you're in close quarters when you're camping, and I don't know of a campground that will allow you to use the aerial fireworks. I don't know of one.
So you'd have to find a locale,
yep.
A neighbor, a
yep.
friend, or somebody who
yep.
lives up here that would allow it. Cause...
yep. Yeah, and you know, and on that note, this is just a Kevin idea.
Oh, a Kevin idea.
A Kevin idea. You know, these local municipalities that have restricted the use of these things because they say, well, people are too close. I think that they should open up the fairgrounds. Well, it's a huge area. It's a big, wide open area. And if you went down there and started shooting your fireworks, picked up your mess, you have any idea the amount of fireworks that'd be shot off down there in the fairgrounds? There'd be a lot.
You have any idea of people who live behind the fairgrounds calling us up right now?
I wasn't meaning Bad Axe specifically. But you know, think about the good show they'd have. They could invite all their friends over, have their barbecue and all the free fireworks they want.
But it would seem to me that too many cooks could be a problem.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Because
yep,
you know, if you've got one person and one focus, yep. you know, but if you get too many people and he's only 50 feet away from you.
Yeah, that's true.
You could run into problems that
yeah.
way too.
I told you it was just a Kevin thought.
But you know, hey. See folks, I'm thinking of you back here by the fairgrounds. I'm not trying to
get them all free fireworks shows.
Oh, there you go. People have questions, they can obviously go to your locations, Caseville and Carroll.
Yep.
It's Pyro Paradise. Pyro is in pyrotechnics.
Yep. That's correct.
And I imagine every time you use that on an email, Homeland Security is reading it?
I would assume so. I would assume.
Never quite thought of it that way, but no, you better watch what you put in
You know
there.
What? Absolutely. You always watch what you put in writing.
And again, basically day before, day of, and day after is a sure bet pretty much
sure
anywhere.
Bet. Absolutely.
Beyond that, you have to check with your local municipality to
right.
see what times and places are legal to do it.
Correct.
Well, hopefully, before we let you go, do you have some of the ones for cities and townships and that
yes.
for the 4th of July and that? What have you got coming up this year that we should be watching for?
There is for sure Mayville. Mayville, we're doing the Sunflower Festival. I don't believe that I'm doing Cass Cities this year. Unfortunately, just because of running two stores, 4th of July time is
you
like
get all your effort in one like weekend.
Yeah, it's pretty much craziness. It's kind of like being at Bronner's at Christmas time, you know. It's all crazy. So I don't know as if I'm taking that one on because it's right there at the 4th of July. But you know, the off season, you know, we have different shows. Mayville is the one that comes to my head right off the tip of my tongue. Yeah.
Is this something that people, if they're having a family reunion, graduation coming up or whatever, could get a small show? I mean, I know the cities pay
local bucks for it.
But is there something that even for a smaller gathering that you could have a little fireworks at the end of it, or is that really out of most people's leagues?
You know, really, it's really not. I know that Herschel's on the Bay at the Bella Vista. I know there was a lot of weddings down there this past summer, and a lot of those guys did come down and buy fireworks and had fireworks at Herschel's. Herschel didn't care because they had the wedding going on and so forth, and they had some very, very nice displays. And truly, at Pyro Paradise, we have something for everybody. If you only have a $20 bill to spend, we have something to fit your budget. If you have a $2,000 bill to spend, we have something to fit your budget.
And a $2,000 bill, you're going to get the Secret Service after you because they don't print those.
Let me tell you what, you would be surprised the people that come in and they spend $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 on fireworks. It's truly impressive. It really is. And they, you know, they last year, I'll give credit, some firefighters out of Harbor Beach came in. They said, oh, it's my sister's wedding and we're putting together a great show. Hook us up. And we did. And they had a fantastic show. They even videoed it, and I think some of it made it on YouTube. It was impressive. Some of those fireworks that we have in there they're absolutely beautiful, and some people even say, you know, those are nicer than what we see at 4th of July at the public municipality show. Well, the reason that is because you are in such closer proximity than what you are at a big show. That's the only reason why, but.
But an expert in this, like you, mm-hmm. can guide them into what's going to look good. What's you know, this isn't going to give you much bang because you've got a big crowd standing by and you're looking for something a little more pop to it.
And I always question my customers when they come in. You know, what is your plan? What are you hoping to accomplish? Are we doing a birthday party? Are we doing a 4th of July show? What is the purpose of you being here today? And some people will say, you know, they're just wanting to have a little bit of a backyard deal. Not a problem. Some people say, oh, hey, it's my parents' 50th wedding anniversary and we want a blowout. And well, you know, then we're at a whole different level of fireworks and what we're picking for people. So yes, and me being a licensed pyro, I do know what's good, and I will proudly say this. I have handpicked every firework that is in my stores. It has given me the wow factor to some degree, or it's not for sale. And I tell almost everyone that right there. I had to like it, or it's not for sale. So I don't believe that you can come into my store and buy something and take it home and shoot it and not like it. I don't believe that, because I liked it. So something caught my eye.
Well, I appreciate you stopping on out. And again, they can go online and get that law.
Yep.
They can have it handy, know what the law is. Check with your local municipality to see if they have adopted the restrictions the state allows or
correct.
Not.
Yep.
And keep your eye out to see if they do adopt the hours as well, because that will come into play after that gets signed into law too.
That's right. And
it might not make it this year yet, because it usually takes after it's signed so many days
to
go into effect. But for next year, it may be in effect, and
that's
keep this in mind.
That's right. And above all, be courteous to your neighbor. That's a big one.
Yeah. Don't need to get a neighbor all mad at
you
over a few fireworks.
You don't need to have hard feelings because you had a good party.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Our guest today, Kevin Vaughn, Pyro Paradise, his firm, Caseville and Caro, been talking about the laws concerning fireworks. They changed, and last year we started having some of the more popular ones back again. And the government continues to regulate and think of more regulations, so keep that in mind as you use them as well. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.